35 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. Filling in for Pete Manhart, we bring in Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Pretty nice rally on corn and beans yesterday, Kurt. What's happening so far this morning?
Well, we're trying to follow through Tuesday, hopefully. We did see some new fresh export sales. We sold 276,000 tons of corn to South Korea, 378,000 tons to beans to unknown, and 198,000 tons of beans to China. So we continue to see some demand underneath the marketplace. World vegetable oils values advanced overnight, giving the market support. As you mentioned, yesterday's higher move, we did see a decline in open interest in corn of about 19,000 contracts. And the significance of that is we're seeing some short covering come into the marketplace, and hopefully that's year-end squaring. South America continues to be the main focus weather-wise. Argentina may be turning to the drier side in the longer 30- to 60-day outlook, which would be a problem for them. December corn futures are up 2 cents a bushel, 351.5. March is up 1 3/4 at 361. New crop December up 1 390.25. January soybeans up 7 3/4, 1051.25. New crop Novembers are up 6 1/4 at 1031. December March wheat, that is up 3 1/4, 411.5. March meals up $3.90 a ton, 326.40. Bean oil up 10 cents, 38.05. March oats up 1 cent a bushel, 214.25. Livestock markets are mixed. Steady cash trade in the cattle complex is limited by an interest. Seasonal pickup in ham demand's got a little spark in the hog complex. February cattle's down 12, 108.85. March feeders down 85, 123.47. And the February hogs are up 40 at 55.20. Outside markets seeing a correction in the energy sector. Crude oil down $1.19 at $50.60. Heating oil down $1.80. Natural gas down $0.90. Gold's down $2.20 an ounce. Silver's down 2 cents. Dollar index is up 27. The Dow's down 25. And bonds down 4. This is Kurt Kimmel with Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much for that update here on this Tuesday morning. Much appreciated. Let's take a look at current conditions, and it looks like that precipitation has started to push off to the east out of our WIOL listening area. Had a little rain and freezing rain in a few areas this morning, including Champaign-Urbana. Right now, a little light fog still in Decatur, 36 degrees. Also, a little light fog in Bloomington. They're checking in at 30. Cloudy skies throughout the rest of the listening area with temperatures in the low to mid-30s. In your forecast for the rest of today, skies turning partly sunny by this afternoon with a high of 39 degrees, northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight down to a low of 24. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow at a high of 32 degrees. A nice hard freeze tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, the low 19. Colder for the day on Thursday, partly sunny. Temperatures nearly steady in the lower 20s. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 35 degrees at 9 o'clock.